Welcome to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Angela Jacobson here. Today we're going to be talking about weight loss. We've got some great guests lined up. We're going to be talking to one of the personal trainers down at Core Gyms, who's one of our awesome sponsors. Eileen from Effective Hypnotherapy is going to be telling us about the gastric band hypnosis that you can get. We're going to be down at Pole Divas for the expose, finding out all about their classes, and I actually do a class. Joe Shutt from the Mornington Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo is going to be telling us all about the expo on the 25th. And Susanna from the Life's Little Treasures Foundation is going to be telling us about the annual walk from Prems, which is also on the 25th of October. Busy month ahead. Anyway, we're going to give away some free passes to Pole Divas as well. So be sure to jump on the Secrets to Health Facebook page and answer those questions. But sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And now we're going to listen to my pre-record from Core with the personal trainers. Thank you. Welcome back to Secrets to Health. Here with Angela. I'm down at Core in Frankston, and I'm with Cindy, who runs the Salt Room here. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thank you.
And tell us a little bit about the Salt Room and the salt therapy that you do here.
Yeah, definitely. So we run Salt Room therapy here at our day spa, which is basically located in the middle of the Core gym, which is run a little bit differently to the gym itself, but we run Salt Room sessions all throughout the day for great rest.
Some of the benefits from coming into the Salt Room.
Yeah, well, any kind of like respiratory condition it can help with. Anything if, like, for example, sinusitis, hay fever, asthma, any if you've ever had like pneumonia in the past as well, it really helps just clearing out the airways and opening it up, as well as antibacterial, antiviral. So really good at getting rid of those colds and flus as well.
And is it okay for children as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, kids really benefit. I've heard of people taking their babies as well.
Definitely, yeah. We had a baby that went through teething, four teeth without any kind of symptoms. So it really soothes, it calms down their nervous system. So they helps with pain and or that calmness and sleeping better. And it's just great for the congestion. When they get those colds and flus, they can't fight off. It just goes in and it absorbs the moisture in their lungs, as well as clears and breaks away at the congestion, so that the mucus naturally and gently.
And how long do the sessions go for?
Their sessions go for 45 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to, for my expose this week, which is proudly brought to you by Janet McNeil from Harcourt's Real Estate in Mornington, I am going to go in and have a salt therapy session myself, and I'll come back after that and tell you all about it. Chat soon. So I'm inside the Salt Room down at Core, and automatically you get this sense of relaxation when you walk in. The room's got dimmed lights that are mainly powered by the actual crystal lamps. The wall are covered in salt, which is quite incredible, and so is the floor. So you slip on these little slippers and walk in, and you're just completely surrounded by salt. But then they have chairs and they have relaxing recliners. So here I am relaxing on a recliner. I've got a 20-minute express session, and I'll tell you more about it after this. Chat soon. So I just finished my express Salt Room treatment, and it was incredibly relaxing, and I feel very relaxed and able to breathe quite easy. I don't think I had a particular cold or anything at the moment anyway, but I can feel, and I could feel the salt getting into my throat and my nose and what have you. So I do feel quite clean. But Cindy, I noticed you've also got like a spa here. So what else do you do other than the Salt Room?
Yeah, so we have a complete day spa here as well. So we offer all kind of massage treatments from hot stone massage to cupping as well. We do facials, which is really, really popular at the moment. We have foot detoxes as well, which is linked with Chinese medicine. And we also have an infrared sauna here, which is unlimited to our members.
Yeah, awesome. And I can see there's salt all over the walls in the massage rooms as well. So it's, you know, you're constantly breathing in the goodness, I guess, while you're in this spa.
Definitely, yeah. You just have to be in this space to get the benefits of the salt in the air, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to come. I do quite fancy that Chinese, the foot detox. I've done that before. It's absolutely disgusting, but I have done this before and I will be back to do it again. So thank you very much for having me down here today.
Welcome back to Secrets to Health. I'm quite excited because today I'm coming to your house after the show to have some hypnotherapy.
You are. I'm looking forward to it too. Let's get rid of those cigarettes.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. So I actually lived in the peninsula many years ago, about 8 or 9 years ago, and moved away, found my lovely husband and children and have decided to come back. We were living in Traralgon, East Gippsland, had a thriving business there, but we've taken the leap and returned back to the beach, which is lovely. And so I studied hypnotherapy about 5 or 6 years ago. And prior to that, I did a lot of extensive lifeline counselling, which I feel complements the hypnotherapy quite well. So I have a full diploma in hypnotherapy and psychotherapy.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and you operate out of your house, correct?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was in Traralgon, I worked in the business centre, but I just felt like it might be nice to work from home and just get people to feel that nice, warm feeling of being at home. And
there's something about clinical rooms that are very clinical.
There is, and I know when I was first studying hypnosis, I actually went to, you know, suss it all out. And I went to a doctor's surgery and I sat in there booked in for hypnosis while people were coughing and sneezing. And I actually got up and walked out. I thought, this is not enjoyable.
Yeah, and it makes a massive difference to have a comfortable space where you can relax your body in the full entity, which is hypnotherapy, isn't it? It's giving people space and time for themselves.
That's exactly what it is, Damo, exactly what it is.
You're here today to tell us all about the virtual gastric band.
I'm excited
because I know someone who's, I think she's listening right now from her hospital bed, who's actually had the real one done.
Wow.
And I did mention to her last week or the week before, have you looked into this? Because obviously I didn't know until I started researching and found you. And
yes.
And it's amazing that, you can have a virtual band put on.
A virtual band? I need to know a bit more. Elaine, can you tell us about this virtual gastric band that you're speaking of?
I can. So when I first did my training, I came across this training from Sheila Granger, who is the founder of the Virtual Gastric Band in London. And I actually, to be honest, thought it might have been a bit of a gimmick, but something drew me to it. And when I went to the training, I just saw profound stories of people's lives that have changed, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually, just across the board. So I thought, okay, there's really something in this. So basically what happens is your subconscious believes after the first session that you have a band on. So the way I describe it to people is, you know when you awake from a dream and you feel like someone's chasing you or they're about to stab you, you know, those horrible dreams where, you know, your heart's racing and, that split second where you believe it's real, that's your subconscious believing that it's actually really happening.
Yeah,
same as when
you're
watching a movie and a scary movie and, you know, you jump and you think that it's really happening because your subconscious believes it is.
Oh, television is real.
It's totally real.
Yeah. My husband will be laughing right now because I get so suckered into all this stuff and I really, and he's like, it's not real.
Yeah. We really do and we have to remind ourselves of that. So that part of the subconscious is the part I work with to put a virtual gastric band in through a hospital case scenario. So after the first session, literally people report that when they go to eat their evening meal that night, they can't eat at all. They feel a physical sensation to stop eating.
Wow.
Now that's a unique gift to be giving someone for their birthday, their bar mitzvah, their sort of Christmas surprise.
Well, it is,
and we're coming into that sort of pre-Christmas endeavour. Maybe this is something, if you are struggling with a bit of weight gain and you want to do other ways, this is not something that's invasive. Although I suppose it's invasive between your ears.
Yeah, in a nice sort of way.
Much like our wonderful radio shows here every week at RPPFM.
Yeah.
Virtual banding.
Virtual banding, yeah. And so then it just sort of, you know, after that first session, then we go on to do the most important part is changing the habits. And so I've actually worked with people that have done the, like your girlfriend, done the actual surgery, and you know, sadly it hasn't worked for them because mentally they haven't made their change. So you know, they're still putting, you know, Mars bars in the Vitamizers and you know, still doing those habits because they're still surfacing. So I find the key to it is then unlocking the habits and beliefs that are running that that program that has got those people in the situation in the first place.
Like you said, it's not just the physical boundaries, it's the mental boundaries that have to be sort of escalated yeah. and sort of championed above, don't they?
Yeah.
With any weight gain and weight loss routines, much like any good behavioural change.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely. It. You can't just change the physical side without...
No, if you're running a belief, like I've had many women, you know, oh, I'm big boned, or, you know, I'm always going to be this size, or, you know, all those beliefs, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what diet you go on, you're always going to go back if that belief's still there driving it.
Yeah. And how many sessions does it take?
So generally there's 4 sessions. Mm-hmm. Normally I do the first one where we put the actual band on. The second one we do that. The second one people love because they've just made so many changes and mm-hmm. they feel that, you know, the head hunger's stopped. They're not grazing. They feel more in control of all foods. And then we have a break in between that. And the reason for that is to, I really want to get the habits ingrained in their life so they're living it. It's mm-hmm. not a diet. They're literally changing their lifestyle and just bringing it into their life daily, which is really nice, and then go on to the last 2 sessions on the other side.
And what changes can people expect?
God, I call it the mind spa. So, you know, I've seen people go from, you know, coming into me to because they want to lose weight to then changing jobs. I actually had a lady come to me to lose weight, and she is now a qualified hypnotherapist.
Wow.
Because she wasn't happy in her job. It mm-hmm. was so profound, the change she had. She loved what I was doing, and she went on and studied it, and she's mm-hmm. now practicing as a hypnotherapist.
I so love the way you call it a mind spa.
It's the mind spa.
We all know about spas, the peninsula. We have a great cabinet of spas. What another nice way of putting that. We can clear up our mind just by having a bit of personal time.
That's exactly what it is.
Just like here on the radio every day with Ange.
And but does this work for everyone?
I feel it does. You know, people are always saying, you know, whether they're, you know, I've worked with obviously people that have a lot of weight to lose, you know, that 120, 130 kilo. And what I do there is I give them ongoing support. So obviously it's taken a long time to get to there. So, you know, is 4 sessions going to be enough? Probably not. So, mm-hmm. that, you know, I've worked with people for a year at a time. You mm-hmm. know, every 5 or 6 weeks I come in and do their ongoing work with it all. And then there's the people that just want to lose a couple of kilos, 5 kilos, 10 kilos. But again, targeting that habit change. So they don't sort of go back, get out of that diet mentality, that binging, deprivation, going round and round, feeling like a failure. And
chat to Eileen Moore after the break.
Fantastic.
Welcome back, Ange.
Thank you, and welcome back to our guest, Eileen.
Thank you.
And thank you for Effective Hypnotherapy for sponsoring this segment as well. Eileen, you've been telling us all about the gastric band hypnosis and what you do.
Yeah.
Have you got some success stories to tell us about?
Yeah, I've got many, but one in particular that I would like to share is, and I suppose this is just, you know, shows the impact of what dieting does to women long term. I had an older woman by the name of Sally come in, and... obviously, she was, you know, a size 22, very unhappy, but to the point where, you know, her first session she had shared with me, she had contemplated suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So years of dieting, years of abuse, years of not feeling in control, the binging, the deprivation, and it was a very powerful first session for Sally. And it was a real privilege to work with her, and we went through the gastric band program, and we built in different mindset for her, where she now knows she will never diet again. She now knows that she's, you know, she can make peace with all foods, and she's a healthy size 12 now. She can walk. She couldn't walk through to obviously her weight and her knees, and so even that was impacting on her life. Wow. She was staying indoors, and her world had really closed in. So when we talk about losing weight, it comes under a big banner, but, you know, people really make amazing changes in all areas of their life once they take that step.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of rebate or what have you? Like, is it expensive to do this?
Okay, so through the association who I was trained through, we keep it at a set price. And obviously that is to windle at people who can literally download a script online and call themselves, you know, the virtual gastric banners. It's like everywhere you have that. So you can claim under private health. With your private health claim provider. It's not under Medicare yet, but they are trialing it because they've seen the difference in it, and obviously they really want to get that online, which would be great. So it's $6.95 through the association. People can pay that off as they go.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem at all, and again, can claim through their private health, which is lovely as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's definitely something for people to... definitely try if they can do that without having the surgery.
Well, it brings permanent results, and I think that's the difference. It's not about a diet. You're not on anything. You're not coming off anything. You know, obviously, yes, they get the sensation that they're full from the band, but then we go on to change those permanent changes of lifestyle habits.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. And if people want to book in with you, yes, where do they go?
So I have a Facebook page, Effective Hypnotherapy, also a website, www.effectivehypnotherapy.com.au, or phone number 0402-759974.
Now we're going to a break, but we'll be back after this.
Hey, Angela here. I'm down at Paul Diva's in Mornington, about to do my expose, and this will be proudly brought to you by Janet McNeil from Harcourts. Wish me luck, guys. Chat to you after my lesson. Hey guys, Angela's back. Just finished my lesson. I'm here with Davina, the owner of Pole Diva, in Mornington. Thank you so much for having me. I had a ball. It went so fast. And you completely put me out of my comfortable zone, which is a great thing. But I really, by the end, felt like I was getting more and more into it. So I guess the longer you do it, the more confident you become.
Yeah. So, yep. It's very common. I think everyone walks in here definitely feeling uncomfortable, and I'm definitely forcing you out of that comfort zone. But I do believe the only way to progress is to challenge yourself all the time.
Always. Totally agree.
So, yeah, and that's what I love doing here.
How long have you been here?
I've had the studio now since 2006, mm-hmm, so just over 9 years now. Yeah.
And for anyone that hasn't been down, there's two floors. So the beginners, we were upstairs.
Yep.
There's loads of poles, so there was loads of us in the class. And then downstairs, I noticed earlier, they were like doing a strengthening or something like that.
So more advanced classes are generally in our bigger, taller studio downstairs. Mm-hmm. Upstairs is generally our beginner class because the poles are a bit smaller and a bit more intimate, mm-hmm, so a bit more, feel a bit safer in it.
And
in
what's the hoop class?
Yeah, so there's actually a third studio next door, mm-hmm, which is our aerial hoop class. So that's sort of like things you see in the circus.
Yeah.
So if you imagine a room of rings suspended in the air, mm-hmm, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's a full-on all-over body workout. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to build your confidence as well, and great way for some girls to get together. And,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of boobs and bum out, but everyone's quite happy with that, and everyone's having fun. So if people were to come down and check out your studio, where should they go?
They can either jump on our website at poledivas.com.au, mm-hmm, or like us on Facebook at Pole and Aerial Divas Mornington.
Excellent. And we're going to give away a free class.
Yeah, I'll give a couple of free class passes to give out today.
Amazing. So jump on Facebook now for that competition. Thanks, Davina.
Thank you.
Jo Shutt is here with us to talk about the Mornington Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo. Welcome back to the show, Jo.
Thank you, Ange.
So it's coming up this month in October on the 25th.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit more information. Where is it and how do people get involved?
Yeah, so it's Sunday 25th of October at the Mornington Racecourse, and it's easy to get to. It's only $3 entry, $5 for a couple. And we start at 10 o'clock and go through till 4.
And free for the kids.
Free for kids, of course.
And you've got lots of activities going on for the kids as well.
We do. We've got workshops, demos for all ages. So we'll have a beautiful healthy cooking demo, and we'll have the D-Step dance crew doing a hip-hop demo and a workshop afterwards. Mm-hmm. We've got the Green Home Zone and Mindfulness Tent. So a couple of different areas representing all sorts of different types of health and sustainability.
Awesome. And goodie bags?
Yes, always got the goodie bags.
The Secrets of Health magazine is in the goodie bags.
Exactly.
It's cool. So if people are looking for something to do, it's on October the 25th. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
And it's down at Mornington Racecourse.
Yes.
So $3 for mums or $5 for both parents. Kids are free. Take the family down. Loads to do. Where's your website if people want to jump on and look at some of the exhibitors?
It's phse.com.au, so Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo.com.au, and we're also on Facebook, mm-hmm, and Instagram.
Excellent. Well, hopefully it's a huge success. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll chat to you again soon.
It'll also be super exciting to have you guys come down and do a live broadcast from the event on the day as well.
So yeah, RWP, excited to be there at the expo.
Look out for the van.
Yeah, hope to see you all down. Come and say hi to us when we're broadcasting live. Our next guest we've got on the phone is one of the founders of the Life's Little Treasures Foundation, which I am a very happy ambassador and supporter for. Susanna, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks for having us.
We understand you've got the Walk for Prems coming up soon.
We do indeed. The Walk for Prems is our biggest event of the year. It's held in 7 states around the country on the Sunday, the 25th of October. And it's a celebration event for families that have had premature or sick babies or even little bubs that have passed on and grown their little angel wings to come together and be in an atmosphere where they can be with others that have been through that journey and enjoy the day together.
It's such awesome to see all the colours. What colour are you going with this year, by the way?
This year we've got a beautiful charcoal grey with orange writing on it.
Beautiful.
And they arrived 2 days ago and I have to say they look very smart.
Yeah, so last year we had that aqua green and, you know, to see thousands of people walking around in a group and the year before orange, so
it's
quite amazing to see. And I just love the fact that there's so many pushchairs and, you know, there's wheelchairs, there's all sorts walking around.
There's dogs.
Yes.
There's everyone and anything comes, which is, as you say, it's just a really beautiful, touching sight when you work with families all year round, and then to be able to see them come and see the smiles and see the happiness and the knowing nods that they give each other because they all know someone has been through that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real, for me anyway, it's a very emotional day.
The releasing of the doves to acknowledge all the babies that passed is a really touching part as well of the day.
It is, and it's a very important part of the day because, as I say, we want to acknowledge all the little angels that have passed, and we want those families to be part of the day. And so before each walk around the country at the same time, we have a dove releasing ceremony. And with that in Melbourne, we also have Dawn Faith, who is a well-known soul singer. She will be singing just before, and last year she had us all in tears.
Mm.
She's an amazing lady, and herself has had a little bub pass, but it's a beautiful ceremony, and it makes everybody inclusive of the day.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there. I'll be overseas. But I'm going to have my T-shirt. You've posted one to me. I'm going to take that T-shirt with me overseas, and I'll be wearing it on the day, and I'll be sure to post on my social media.
Oh, you're good.
So I'll be with you in spirit. But if people want to buy a ticket to the walk, where should they go?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the other thing, I heard that you're doing a run this year.
We are in Sydney.
Okay.
Sydney is the first year we've actually done one.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a walk, a social walk, and a run in Sydney.
Excellent. Well, those Sydneyites can enjoy that. But for Melbourne, we've got the walk around Albert Park. And then obviously if you're in a more remote area and you want to put together a group and do a walk of your own, you're able to do that too.
That's right.
Some of our listeners down on the peninsula here, it might be a bit far to head up, but you can always do your own.
We definitely want everyone to be part of the day, and one of our big things is supporting families in rural and remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the hospital and home pack, which is available on the walk website, and you can register for that pack. With that pack, you get an official walk T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And what people usually do is they get the friends and families together, they all buy a pack, and then they have a barbecue or a picnic in the park or a small walk themselves, and then send us in all their pictures so that they're part of the day as well, which is a great way to make sure that everyone is inclusive.
And what's that website again?
The website for purchasing and registering is www.walkforprems.org.au.
Excellent.
And once you're registered and ready to walk, it would be great as well if people could encourage their friends and families to donate to their walk page and help them fundraise, because that's a big side of the walk as well for us, fundraising and raising the funds that we need for the next year going forward so we can keep all our services going and keep them free. for families.
Wonderful service that you do too, guys. So on behalf of everyone, thank you for all the hard work that you put in. And get involved, listeners. Get out there and get walking for prems. And thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Angela, and thank you for being a wonderful ambassador. We're always appreciative of what you do.
No problems. Well, okay. Also, feel free to post some information about the walk on the Secrets to Health Facebook page so people can look it up and get involved that way too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye, Angela.
Bye. Thanks for joining us again today. We've been discussing weight loss. We've had some great guests on the show. We thank our sponsors, CORE. We've had Elaine from Effective Hypnotherapy. We've been down at Pole Divas. Thank you to Janet McNeil from Harcourts for sponsoring that expose. Thanks to Joe Schutt for coming in and telling us about the expo, and the Life's Little Treasures for joining us and telling us about your walk for prems. So thanks for listening. Next week we're going to be talking about diabetes. We've got lots more prizes and guests to chat to. So jump on the Secrets to Health Facebook page and get answering those questions. Anyway, have a good week and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.